It's no longer a novelty to find women in business leadership positions. KRCB is just one of many local examples. But as the companies get bigger and you move higher in the organization chart, their numbers tend to decrease. It was for these women, and those who will join and succeed them, that Healdsburg business coach Liz Cornish wrote her new book. It's called Pass It On: Priceless Advice from Highly Successful Women.
I would say 80% of it is universal. The other 20% is unique to women because things have changed around women in leadership, but they're still the relative outsider as far as the ratio at the very top. And so that 20% is critical and unique to them.
This slim, colorful book is organized into 20 short chapters, each focused on a central idea, but it took an intensive editing effort to get there.
The advice that I got was a result of doing hundreds of interviews, so it was the advice that kept bubbling up to the top. What did I hear a lot about? And the second was, what did I hear very compelling stories about that could get the message across very quickly? Being able to combine the ideas into one succinct piece of advice was the hardest piece to do, but that's what we got it down to 20.
The numerous sources of these nuggets of advice are not identified by name, but by their professional positions. Cornish suggests that their willingness to share with her and her readers reflects evolving attitudes about women as business leaders.
What women in leadership were assigned, but I don't think it was really true, is that they were not helpful of each other. And I think that what that's really been about is the fact that early on, when they took over leadership, it was everything that they could do to just hold on and be successful there because they were such an outsider. That's changing, and I think that we can take advantage of that and really support each other, and that's what Pass It On is all about.
The compact volume was stylishly designed and laid out by Deb Viola, a graphic artist in Healdsburg who relished the challenge of illustrating the short and to-the-point text.
Some of them automatically have visual things that pop out of them. One in particular is about that moment that you have to make a positive impression, and you can only make that first impression once. So it's like the toothpaste tube. The minute you squeeze it and that green sludge comes out, there's no way to get it back in the tube.
Another striking image, a bright blue goldfish, illustrates the dilemma of finding a comfortable role in a new situation.
The story about that is the whole idea that when you first enter an organization, what you need to do is make sure that you fit in before you try to stand out. And that was what the blue goldfish was all about.
For Cornish, being immersed in this collection of positive suggestions proved both helpful and affirming for her, too.
Most of it is relevant out of personal experience. For example, one of them is choosing the braver side. The whole idea of all of us have this committee that 80% says do this and 20% says no, no way, could be anything from asking for a raise to volunteering for some kind of project. That's one that I've used quite a bit, where if I'm conflicted, I go ahead and make the braver choice.
Pass It On is available as a paperback from select local stores and through Amazon. It's also been published now as an ebook, available with both Amazon and iTunes. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.